In Spain, as Catholic clergy lead parishioners in celebrating the birth of Jesus this Christmas weekend, the church's leaders can also look back on a year of political challenges. The socialist government that took office earlier this year has announced a package of sweeping legislation on moral issues. Gays and lesbians will soon be able to marry. Abortion and divorce will be quicker and easier to obtain. And religious education in public schools will no longer be mandatory. The proposals have put the government on a collision course with the church, which remains influential even though attendance at Mass has been sagging. Jerome Sokolowski has more.
The congregation is swinging inside the village church of Miraflores de la Sierra in the mountains near Madrid. The guitars and the song from the American Civil War prove that Catholicism in Spain has come a long way since the days when most of the service was in Latin. But mention the Spanish government's legislative reforms, and Father Pedro Salgarido sounds like he's talking of a different era, the Spanish Civil War. To the parish priest, Spain's socialist government is just like the leftists that the church helped Franco defeat in the 1930s. Those people come from a rancid legacy based on Marxism. They are socialists, and there's a group of leaders who are obsolete and very dictatorial. They want to impose an atheist dictatorship of the proletariat, but they can't defeat religion because man is religious by nature. What really gets the priest annoyed is that Spain could follow in the footsteps of Holland and Belgium and legalize gay marriage as early as next year. The government has also authorized research on embryonic stem cells and wants to ease restrictions on abortion. These moral issues may be the same as those Americans are debating, but in Spain, it's not evangelical Christians leading the conservative charge, but the Roman Catholic Church. Cardinal Antonio Rocco Varela is president of the Spanish Bishops' Conference. He spoke about the reforms recently in a sermon at the Almudena Cathedral in Madrid.
Cuando la Iglesia defiende la verdad sobre el hombre frente a todos los ataques que se dirigen contra su vida y muerte natural,
when the church defends the truth about man from all the attacks against his natural life and death, against his fundamental rights, against the institutions of marriage and family, and against the truthful sense of human sexuality, all the church is doing is affirming that no one can alter the human condition as it was intended and created by God, he says. The relationship between church and state in Spain has a long and tortured history. It started in the 15th century with the establishment of the Spanish Inquisition. Catholicism was still the official religion during the regime of General Francisco Franco until his death in 1975. Church and state were supposed to be separated as part of Spain's transition to democracy, but theologian Juan José Tamayo says that the church tried to prevent the socialists from winning in this year's general election. I believe that right now the church is engaging in political opposition, he says. Last year, Tamayo was blacklisted from teaching at Vatican-controlled institutions. He belongs to a group of liberal theologians and clergy in Spain who, for the most part, support the socialist government's reforms. I don't believe that a single one of these laws or proposals on the model of marriage or sexuality or the beginning and end of life violate any of the fundamental principles of Christianity, he says. Tamayo's views are also shared by a majority of Spaniards. According to a recent opinion poll, 66% believe gays and lesbians should have the right to marry. In the last few decades, Spain has gone from being a nation of churchgoers to one of Europe's most secular countries. But the clergy still has a lot of influence here. Baptism and a church wedding are often a must for the 4 out of 5 Spaniards who call themselves Catholics. It's those people that Fernando Garcia of the Madrid Association of Gays and Lesbians wants to talk to as he stands on Calle Fuencarral, a trendy shopping street, and collects signatures for his group's petition. Hi, good afternoon. Do you have half a minute? He asks a passerby. The church's influence and its case for state funding is based on the large number of Spaniards who are nominally Catholic because of their baptism. Garcia's group seeks to weaken that foundation. His campaign demands that the church delete the petitioners' names from its register. I don't want this campaign to make people stop being Christian. I just want them to erase themselves from the church as an institution, he explains. In recent weeks, one Spanish bishop was quoted as calling homosexuality a psychological abnormality. Another accused the government of staging a coup d'état against centuries of Catholic moral values in Spain. Ramón Juárez is a Socialist Party spokesman on church-state relations.
Pero en todo caso, cuando hay un choque de códigos morales,
when there's a clash of moral codes and conceptions of sexuality and about life and the rights of citizens, the church may put forward its doctrine, but it cannot presume to lay down the conditions of a democracy. Juárez believes that Spain has become a front line in the Vatican's crusade for Christian values in Europe. He notes that the church was disappointed with the recent decision to leave out a reference to Christianity in the European Constitution, and also by the withdrawal of Italian politician Rocco Buttiglione as a candidate for the European Commission because of his views on homosexuality and abortion. Spanish press have reported that the Vatican is deeply concerned about the way things are going in Spain, a country once known as the Sword of Rome. But Juárez thinks the Vatican's concerns are unfounded.
Curiosamente, su doctrina social es más progresista.
The Church's views on labor, on immigration, on war, and on international order are very close to those of the Socialist Party.
Yo creo que la Iglesia tiene que modernizar y adaptar.
If only the Church would modernize its attitudes on sexuality and the family, he begins to say, but then he catches himself gesturing passionately.
Parezco un cura. No, podemos hablar para decir que yo no soy cristiano.
I look like a priest, he says, and ends the interview with a guilty smile. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolovsky in Madrid.